the Skunk Dooley, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, yeah.
He used to run a theater down in Ansley Mall.
Yeah.
And watch movies.
Yeah.
He started a film for him, yeah. He also, his son.
Movies.
Yeah. His son ran the Plaza Theater, too, I think.
Yeah. I wonder what he finally did after that.
I don't know. This is Mark Dooley. Yep, I remember him. Remember Psychedelic Joe?
Did you hear what Ronnie told me? No, he probably told you. Did you guys ever know Psychedelic Joe? Well, he had just come back from the military when he hit the
street. He had a mustache like...
Yeah, he had a great old big fat mustache. But he had a GI haircut when I first met him because he just got there, you know. He just got out of the Army. But they say he's running a tattoo parlor at the Buford Highway Flea Market.
Somebody told Ronnie. On the strip. Rangoon Ricky and Psychedelic Joe. And Psychedelic Joe, he used to be the bouncer at...
He was a big guy.
He was huge. He was about 6'4".
He was a big guy.
He used to be the bouncer at Stubby's. Remember Stubby's? The Bowery. That was the Bowery.
Was it?
Stubby's, Bowery.
We used to hang out a lot at the Stein Club, too.
Yeah,
that
Swine,
place still there?
Swine Club's gone.
All of that's... It either is, except right along where the Mitchell House is, it either is big condos and big buildings or about to be. The strip itself is boarded up.
I haven't been down through there.
I had sex in the back porch of the Gone with the Wind House about 2 in the morning. On the stairs.